District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Jackie Campbell, and I'm joined today by Gemma Heaney. Now, she is a tax planning expert. At least that's what her clients tell her that she rocks at. So she's going to talk to us about tax planning. Gemma, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Jackie.
Now, tax planning. It's something we think we probably should do, but it is more to it than rocking into your office and going, Gemma, it's the, you know, the 12th of June. What can I do to save tax? Is that too late?
Yes, it is, really. Not that that means I don't do tax planning meetings with people around the 20th of June some years, but yes, it's a little bit too late. Basically, tax planning for us is we wait until after the March quarter is done of any business. So we like to have at least 9 months worth of information to look at, worth of a business's financials for the year. And once we've got those 9 months, we actually sit down and work out an estimate for them of how their tax is actually going to look at 30 June, should everything sort of continue on how it's been. Now, sometimes for certain businesses, they're cyclical, so we will actually take the April to June figures of what their business has done the year before, rather than, you know, dividing by 9 and timesing by 12. But for some businesses where they're quite steady, it's literally a matter of doing that and getting a pretty good guess of where things are going to be at 30 June.
Okay. So once you've established what things are at 30 June based on obviously the performance they've had, a bit of their trends, what is or is hasn't happened as far as what they're planning, what they thought was going to happen goes.
Yes.
What do you do then? I mean, what are you actually planning for? Are you going, okay, cool, looks like you're going to have to spend $130,000. Where are you going to get that? Is that what tax planning's
about? No, it's not. I mean, it is in some cases, but so for a lot of clients, it's not necessarily about can we do some tax planning so we can save some tax. I mean, for most, that is obviously the ultimate goal that they want to do. But it's also about where are we and where are we headed and when is everything due? And basically, where are we at?
Right.
So it really is us asking a lot of questions, getting the estimate as best as we can up to that point, and clients coming in and sitting down with me and actually going over what the numbers mean and where they're at.
Right.
And whether we can actually look at any scenarios for them or things they're planning of doing. Can they put any extra money into super? There's lots of things that we look at to try and get them a figure of where they're kind of at.
Right. So it's not just about necessarily not paying the taxman what he's due. It's
not
about...
It's absolutely not. I wish it worked that way and I was a miracle worker and could do a tax plan and go, yes, now you've got no tax, but no, it doesn't work that way.
I mean, I don't mind paying tax. I'd prefer not to fund a
small... Oh, well, neither do I, but yeah. To an extent.
I prefer not to fund a small country in the process. But,
yes.
You know, because to me, if I'm having to pay tax, it means I've actually made a profit.
That's
right.
And that
is kind of the point.
Yes, it is, which I think sometimes people lose sight of as well. Or I think as a small business owner, you're constantly paying your BAS and super and income tax and company tax, and sometimes it just feels like you're constantly paying out, so you can't really see the big picture and that you actually are making money.
Stop, I've paid enough.
And we all feel like that. So
okay, fair enough. So the planning is about obviously tax minimization, but also using whatever monies you've got within the business in the best possible application?
That's correct. For a lot of clients, when they come to me, they're just screaming out for extra advice because although they're getting their financial statements and their tax returns done, they still feel like they're flying blind.
Right.
So, I mean, it might be 9 months in advance or even longer sometimes when we're doing a person's financial statements and tax returns from the year before. So when we're doing annual compliance work, it actually means, other than, oh, this is what you need to pay, it means nothing to clients.
Yeah, complete history. Who cares?
Yeah,
it's
who cares?
Done and dusted.
That's
yeah.
Right. So when they come to me, that's generally what they're saying, is that we really just want someone to sit down and actually explain to us where we're at. And I think the biggest complaint most clients have is we don't know where we're at.
Okay. So what should a small business owner be asking their accountant to? And when should they be asking it?
As I said, we like to wait in my firm till after March. So definitely, sort of for me, it's around April, end of March, April, that we start sending out emails to say, have you thought about doing tax planning? Is this something you want to do? Get in touch with me if you want to book a meeting. But if you've got a current accountant and it's something that you're wanting, just ask if they offer tax planning services.
And if they don't?
Give me a call.
So is that something which all accountants do, is tax planning?
As far as I know, no. Lucky for me, I think all of the firms that I've ever worked at have, yes. But I'm part of an accounting coaching group, and she's recently said that she's going to do some stuff and just explain how she used to roll out tax planning services with her firm when she had one, which I thought, that's great. We can, you know, see if we learn anything from her in different ways that we do it. But from the amount of people that kind of stuck their hand up and said, I've never offered tax planning services, this is something great I'd like to learn about, and from the feedback I get from clients, I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
Okay. So find yourself a good accountant who does tax planning, if that's something that you want to do.
If you're if happy, that's something just, that you want.
If you're happy just carrying on as normal, then carry on as normal.
Yeah, and to be honest, I do find that businesses go through a life cycle, obviously, and so a lot of mature businesses, that their profits kind of stayed steady for the last few years, they kind of know where they're at. Their bills around the same every year unless they've, you know, something abnormal's happened. It may be that they don't necessarily want or feel that they need tax planning every single year. But for businesses that are growing or are new, I think the need for it is much greater. They're generally the ones that are kind of saying, I don't know where I'm at. I would really like to know what's coming in advance so that it's not a big nasty shock.
Fair enough. So yeah. What are the benefits of actually having the tax planning? If you're new, obviously you say if you're new or you're growing, if you're not one of those, oh look, we're just going to do profit plus 10% this year and it's all kind of the same beige and it's always been that way and we're comfortable with that.
Yeah.
What are the benefits of actually getting your head around that with you?
When we sit down and we do a tax planning meeting, I find the clients and me are in a totally different headspace than when we do compliance meetings. So it's more of a holistic approach and we really do sit down and look at the business as a whole. So clients definitely leave tax planning meetings, I think, feeling more in control of their business and happy than they would particularly with a compliance meeting where here's your tax bill.
Right.
So we will sit down and there's certain areas when I do a tax planning meeting that's not necessarily even about accounting. It's just a time when I sit with my clients and say, right, let's have a look where your business is at. How are you feeling about business? Are you working too many hours? You know, would you like to cut back? Well, what are your goals?
Define too many. I think I sleep 3 to 4 hours a night.
Yeah, well, I'm also the same, work too many hours. But have you reviewed your insurance in a while? No. Would you like a referral to an insurance broker? Have you got a financial planner? Are you worried about what you're doing with cash? Do you have a budget? Do you have a cash flow forecast? Have you thought about getting a will done?
It sounds like there's an awfully challenging questions going on here.
Yeah, and so, and I actually do sit and go through them, basically their whole general ledger. So we do a whole audit of their income, whole audit of their expenses, and it's, you know, and I'm actually guilty of this myself in my own business, but it's astounding. Sometimes you'll sit down and they'll go, what is that we're paying for that all the time? And then they'll, you know, kind of work out what it is and go, yeah, we need to cancel that. So I think we're all guilty of that.
Oh, yeah.
We're, it's set and forget and we're paying for all these things that we don't necessarily need. And it's quite remarkable how much money you can save just by doing that. So again, it's not necessarily saving tax. To be honest, if you minimise your expenses, you're probably paying more tax. But You're still saving more money.
It's the same amount of money out of your business. I think the biggest thing for that is software as subscription.
Yes.
Services. You suddenly realise you're paying
$80. And accountants are terrible for that. I know I'm terrible for that.
I've got an Adobe full suite software, not surprisingly, considering what I do, which cost me $80 a month, which I haven't actually used yet this year.
Yeah.
Because I've been using my free software. I'm thinking, why am I paying for the Creative
and
Suite?
And it's funny, because when I'm doing it with business owners, I don't necessarily look at all their personal cash flow as well, but all of a sudden clients will start going, oh my god, we need to do this with
in
our personal
life
bank statements. You know, what am I paying that I shouldn't actually be paying for?
Jimma, my whole life needs you.
But it's it's definitely not just the expenses, it's a whole holistic view of their business and where everything's at, and the conversation is just completely different. So I think people leave feeling empowered and like they know where they are and their plans for their business.
Okay, so we've got the planning in place. We're all organised. We know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're feeling a bit empowered. Is this something which is everybody should be doing to a certain extent? Every business owner?
No, I don't think so. As I said, there's certain businesses that are mature or they're just, you know, perhaps they're not in a position where they need to be looking at that. However, other businesses, yes, they definitely should be. you know, I've also got other clients where it might not necessarily be every single year where they want to sit down and do a tax planning meeting, but it might be that something abnormal happens one year where they think, okay, we really should sit down and see if there's anything we can do now. Because sometimes with tax planning, you need to actually have the cash to be able to do things as well. So in terms of putting money into super, you know, are you going to repay a Division 7A loan if you've got a company rather than ending up taking a dividend and creating some more personal taxable income? You need to actually have cash to do that. So sometimes people will sell a property, or they will have had an inheritance, or something major will have happened in their life, or they've sold a business, for example, where they really think, you know, we don't know where we're at now because we've had this bigger income this year and we want to know where we are, you know, 12 months before it's due.
Okay. So if my business is just humming along in a way that's predictable and we've been pretty much sort of stable, plus or minus, you know, couple of percent.
Oh, it's not to say that I don't think anybody can get benefits out of doing tax planning meetings every year, because I absolutely do. For all clients, I wish all my clients sat down and did it every year. But for some clients, the cost, I suppose, for actually sitting down and doing that meeting may not outweigh for them.
Right. Yeah. So it might cost you X number of $1,000 to sit down and actually have invest that time for the benefit of, you know, a tenth or half of that.
That's correct. Okay. So I would like to think that all clients see the value in accounting services, but perhaps like all things in life, that's not
the case.
Yeah. Okay. Whereas other clients of mine that have been doing tax planning with me for a long time, they absolutely wouldn't miss out on it. That's, well, the time of year where they love to come see me.
Catch up for coffee.
And they get absolute value out of sitting with me for that time and wouldn't miss it.
Okay. So those obviously your converts, they're good to go.
Yes.
So people listening out there, if they are in what sort of kind of position, would you say just it doesn't matter, find the money? Who is that
if
guy?
If you feel like you don't know where you're at and it's something that concerns you.
Okay. So first of all, I've got to be confused and I've got to be worried about it.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So if I'm confused and worried about it, have a chat with your accountant, find out whether
they offer tax planning.
And if they don't, should you be looking around for another accountant at that stage? Or can you just sort of kind of find somebody who does that thing and use two accountants?
I don't think that would make sense, no.
Okay. So advice would be,
if tax planning is something that you really want and your current accountant isn't offering it, then I think you need to consider whether it's a good time to make the switch.
Okay. There's no point in continuing to run your business confused and then you're up at all nights and doing whatever it is.
And I think definitely for larger businesses, it might not necessarily be that they're confused. It's just we all get in our daily grind of our business and doing what we're good at. And so we don't necessarily know very clearly where everything is at. If you're sitting down with me in April and I'm telling you what your instalments are going to be for the next 12 months and what your tax bill is going to be in May the following year, you've kind of got 14 months to prepare for that.
To suddenly find the cash, yeah.
Yes. So for a lot of business owners, it's more about that, you know, not feeling like you don't know where you're at.
Okay, brilliant. You've been listening to Gemma Heaney from Heaney Business Group. These guys are super excellent at tax planning. If you have an accountant which doesn't offer the services, certainly look at reviewing it. That's the advice we've got. If you're in a stage of significant business growth or you really don't know what's coming next for you, Heaney Business Group, have a conversation.
You have been listening to District 32 Business Radio.
The best.